Welcome to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast, the go-to podcast on how to bring clarity, contentment, and certainty to your financial life. Brought to you by Jonathan Gibson, founder of Wells Gibson and author of the Purposeful Wealth book. Pick up your copy of Purposeful Wealth on Amazon and please enjoy this show.
Welcome to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast. In this episode, we are going to be thinking sensibly about bonds. And we're not talking about James Bond, we're talking about the bonds in your portfolio. If we had been given £10 for every article or commentary that we have recently read suggesting that a 60-40 balance portfolio or bonds as a whole are dead, we would be most pleased. So why all the doom and gloom? Well, the world feels unsettled, inflation is high, the pound is falling in value, and both equities and safe bonds are down in value. That makes investors feel uncomfortable. Yet this short-term negative sentiment belies some relatively positive news that has not been reported on. First and foremost, well-diversified, sensibly structured, global 60-40 balanced portfolios were down less than 5% this year to the end of August, considerably less than most investors might expect, and well within the bounds of expectation for such portfolios. Remember that it is this very uncertainty of outcome that underpins long-term risk premium. Global value equities are actually up in both developed and emerging markets in 2022, helping to support portfolio values for those holding above market weight allocations, as most Wells Gibson clients do. Lower levels of equity markets today mean higher expected returns from this point forwards. The fall in sterling, which should really be viewed as a rise in the US dollar against most major currencies, has contributed positively to portfolios because unhedged US assets in particular are now worth more in sterling terms. Global bonds now deliver investor yields between 3% and 3.5% across a number of major bond markets such as the UK, the US and Australia, instead of next to nothing 18 months ago. And surely that is much better news. This higher yield now provides a cushion against any further price falls if yields rise further. When yields are at 0%, all yield rises will result in negative returns on bonds, as we have experienced in 2022. And last and most importantly, these materially higher yields in bonds make funding future liabilities, such as a monthly income drawdown from your portfolio, easier. So long-term investors should be pleased, and we will explore this idea a bit further shortly. So let's remind ourselves the sensible reason for owning bonds. Investors' portfolio structures are put under the spotlight at times of market downturn, and in 2022 has certainly been bonds that have been in the spotlight. It can help to go back to the first principles and ask why an investor, or why Wells Gibson recommends that our clients own bonds in the first place. And the reasons are simple. Bonds are far less volatile, particularly short-dated, high-quality bonds. And they're certainly less volatile than equities. If equity markets fell by 50%, which they have done from time to time, then bonds, even if they fell marginally, would help to support portfolio values. In general, but not always, as we have experienced in 2022, bonds do have a low or negative correlation. That is, they move differently to equities, particularly in extreme equity markets. And this can only help smooth a portfolio's return journey. There are several examples of when bonds have fallen at the same time as equities, such as in 1994. But this does not mean they no longer work. Investing is an imperfect science, but long-term investors can take advantage of the generalities sensibly assigned to different asset classes to build better long-term portfolios. Bonds also provide a source from which portfolio withdrawals can be made at times of equity market extremes without the need to sell equities. In some circumstances, they can be used to match specific known future liabilities, reducing the risk of not being able to meet that liability. Bonds also have a higher expected return than holding cash, which is simply part of the fixed income spectrum. Both represent lending your money to a government or company, generally banks in the case of cash. Today, short-dated bond yields are higher than cash yields. And attempting to time when to jump between cash and bonds is certainly not a game that long-term investors should play, as bond prices already incorporate all investors' forward-looking views of what the future might hold, not least where the market thinks yields should be. Doing so will, by definition, be based on guesswork. Bonds and cash have lower expected return than equities by about 3-4% per annum. It's important to remember that the actual returns gathered from equities on an annual basis will fall in a wide range around the average, which is why most investors own bonds in the first place. So let's think about bond yields and future liabilities. Like pension funds and other institutional investors, private investors have their own balance sheet of assets, such as their investment portfolio, their family home, etc. They also have liabilities such as future cash flows that they need or wish to meet. Unfortunately, the financial media only ever seem to report on the asset side of the balance sheet when we'll read headlines such as bonds are down. Yet that entirely misses the point that bond prices fall because yields rise, and yield rises mean that liabilities fall. Let's look at a very simple example. Ignoring inflation and taxes to illustrate this, imagine that you want to make a gift in 20 years' time to someone to the value of £10,000. You place that money in a deposit account to make sure it is there when the time comes. When yields were 0%, you would have needed to hold a deposit of £10,000 to meet this liability. However, with yields at 3%, you would only need to place a deposit of £5,537, as the 3% interest would compound over time to reach £10,000. Each cash flow in an investor's financial plan is a similar liability that needs funding. And despite asset values falling, the ratio of assets to liabilities has certainly improved significantly for many investors. That certainly is a good thing. The quote attributed to Mark Twain that the reports of my death are greatly exaggerated could just as well be referring to bonds. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Purposeful Wealth podcast.
Thank you for listening to Purposeful Wealth. Please remember to subscribe, review, and come back next week for your next instalment. You can also visit the wellsgibson.uk website for more information on bringing clarity, contentment, and certainty to your financial life.